Pathway to Promise podcast, episode number 8, Finding Your Higher Purpose with Kevin Monroe.
Hi there, everybody. This is Carol Stanek from the Crazy Marketing Lady Show, and I'm all about helping people get found. Right now, you're fortunate to have found the Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller.
Brad, the life I want to live now is a more led, less driven life.
You're on the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. Brad believes every person has a God-given promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose, and that you must have a plan and a guide to get there. The Pathway to Promise podcast not only is your guide through the wilderness of depression and disappointment that stand between you and your promised life, but also brings you insights and direction from inspiring, successful thought leaders who have transformed their lives. Welcome to the Pathway to Promise. Now, here's Brad.
Hello again, good people, and welcome to episode number 8 of the Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller. You are with me today. I'm so glad to be sharing this time with you today here on the Pathway to Promise podcast. It's our mission, it's our purpose to understand that you have a purpose in life. That is your God-given promised life of peace, prosperity, and a purpose. And you need to implement a planned pathway with the proper people to find your way to achieve your promised life. Part of what we say about in our mission there is that you need to find and have been promised a purpose in your life. And today it's going to be really special because we have a guest with us whose name is Kevin Monroe, and he really specializes in helping people find their purpose. The name of his podcast is the Higher Purpose Podcast, and a big part of what he is about is helping work with leaders and leadership teams in order, through coaching and consulting, to go beyond what is temporal. And find a higher purpose, a greater good in what their organizations and what their lives are about. Didn't come all that easy for Kevin. He has had his own problems and challenges to deal with in his life, in his business life, and in his personal life, and in his careers. He's gone through a couple bouts of depression and some reversals of fortune in his life and business. And he's going to share a little bit about those here today with us on the Pathway to Promise podcast. And you're going to hear and how he worked through this process of where he found his sense of direction was without purpose. And he had to get some advice from a great mentor of his. And that advice that he tells about from his mentor, I believe, can be really, really, really helpful to you, my friend. And to me, listen to the advice that Kevin got that can turn around your life. And then how he implemented it by a very specific strategy. In fact, he used 4 forms of this strategy to help transform his life and to achieve his promised life, to achieve purpose in his life. And that's, I hope you'll listen for those 4 different ways that he was able to implement change in his life. So listen to that in our conversation today. Here on the Pathway to Promise podcast, we're all about you, about helping you find your direction and to overcome things like depression or the death of a loved one or even overcoming disease or dealing with divorce or some other things in your life that are difficult to deal with and to be your antidote for adversity and to find a pathway through. So we want to be helpful to you in that process. We have a gift for you that may be helpful to you in helping frame your day for success. That's what we call it, the 4-minute way to frame your day for success. And you can find that at our website, pathwaypromise.com. You can find the catalog of all of our podcast episodes there and some helpful resources to you as well. If you like what you hear, please go over to iTunes or whatever whatever platform you're listening to us today. And we would really, really, really appreciate a four-star rating and a rating and a review. And subscribe to the podcast as well. That helps us, helps other people find us so that we're hearing about helping you. So today we're talking about finding your life of purpose. Kevin Monroe specializes in that. So let's get into our conversation with Kevin Monroe from the Higher Purpose Podcast right now. Kevin, welcome to the podcast today.
Hey, Brad, thanks for having me. I'm delighted to join you. And hey, thank you for listening, you that are listening at this moment.
Well, that's who this is for. This is for that person out there who just needs a little bit of direction, a little bit of guidance, and that's why we're here. And so, Kevin, why don't you just, if you don't mind, just share with me a little bit of what you do and what you're about. What kind of things are you involved with?
All right. Well, Brad, I love a description that a friend of mine, Jeff Goins, used, a portfolio life. So I live a portfolio life, a portfolio business. There are about three facets of my business. One of those is a legacy facet where I do leadership coaching and consulting for organizations that are really more purpose-driven or people-oriented than just profit. So I help them develop leadership and leadership philosophy based on servant leadership is part of my work. And then over the last couple of years, I've been doing this work around higher purpose and helping people find and fulfill the purpose for their life. And as you know, where we met was through one of those avenues, the Navigating North Summit.
Yeah, it's very good. A lot of good, great speakers there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In personal life, I'm a husband, a father, and a grandfather.
Yeah. Hey, and I'm all of those things as well. And then of all the ones, I'm enjoying the grandfather one the most right now because I just became, that just happened just a month ago.
So. Oh, congratulations, wow.
Brad. Yeah, just an amazing thing. But hey, Kevin, you mentioned about how you're helping people find purpose in life. I imagine there's a story there about how you had to come to that yourself in order to be sharing this with other folks. So what was some of the reason for this? It seems like there may have been, you know, some challenging point or some failure or something else that happened in your life that an obstacle to overcome. Tell us a little bit about maybe one of those or two of those that got you to this point here.
Yeah. So you use that in the singular form right there.
All right. Okay.
Hey, there you go. There have been multiple of those, you know, kind of inflection points.
Oh, okay.
We started recording. I told you originally, I mean, the way I grew up, Brad, I grew up with the understanding that the world was kind of divided between secular and sacred. And if you wanted to do work that mattered, you had to do sacred work. So I pursued the path of becoming a minister and had gotten an education background in that, and then was on staff at a couple of churches. And that was where my first point hit.
Are you telling me you had some trouble in churches? I find that.
I know. I'm sure your listeners would be dumbfounded at that concept as well. But in a nutshell, the way I say it, 30 years ago, I was much younger than I am today. I was more naive than I am now. But I'm even more idealistic now than I was then. Don't believe politics belong in the church. However, in most churches, there are politics. Absolutely. I got on the wrong side of some church politics. And for me, I just decided if that's what you have to do, I'll just go work in the business world where I know politics are at play. I'm not against politics. I just don't believe they belong in church. So that was kind of that first inflection point. And at that moment, Brad, when I sat down with the senior pastor and was given an option of committing to a job that I'd kind of already outgrew to stay in it two more years. And I said, well, if not that, what's the option? He said, 2 weeks. And I'm like, oh, okay. You want your answer? You know, and in the church world is, no, you need to go pray about it. I'm like, no, I can tell you right now. I'm taking the 2-week window. When I left there, I felt like I had just been fired because I had been.
Right.
And there was this heaviness and this disappointment. And then all of a sudden I found like, wait a minute, I've just been set free. So that started the journey, but then there've been several inflection points along the way. And, you know, some of those much more recent that I'm happy to talk about.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, I'm sure we'll get to some of those as well in our conversation today, Kevin. I'm sure along the way, and you mentioned one of them by just making a decision on the spot, but what were some of the, in order to get to this place now, what are some of the bold actions that you took? What are some action points that you had to just kind of, those pivot points that we take sometimes?
So I'll hit a couple of those. One of those for me, probably the one of the greatest pivot points was several years ago now, 2001. I left a 10-year, what people would call the dream job, ideal career, you know, with a Fortune 50 company. I'd been there 10 years, took 9.5 of those to get to my dream job there, only to discover it wasn't my dream. That job was no longer what I thought it would be, or I was climbing the ladder, as some people say, and I realized it was against the wrong building. So at that point in time, 2001, I jumped ship, joined an entrepreneurial startup, and little did we know that we were on the end of the internet bubble. About to burst. And September 11th, 2001, buried that company. Then I was unemployed in a serious way for a first time in life in a really depressed job market. But then I knew there was something. I knew I didn't want to go back to corporate America at that point. And I knew that there was something different for me. So the first big transition was leaving corporate to go to entrepreneurial world. Then that bubble burst. And Brad, I will say to you and your listeners, that was the first time in my adult life that serious depression set.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, there were some dark days that followed.
Getting through depression is such a challenge, and you got to be very action oriented to get through it.
Yeah. And then the other one, and we can talk about either one you want. The other bout with depression was as recent as last year. So.
Well, let's just say just a little bit more about that and what triggered that, if you're willing to say.
Yeah. Oh, I'm happy to say. In May of 2015, I came to an epiphany, and I know there's something, you know, you want to talk about at some point, perhaps, is kind of like some faith practices. Well, I'm a person of faith, and I've almost always, and a lot of this for years, it was out of a guilt complex, but had spent daily quiet time with God, you know? And like I said, a lot of that was so I could check off the box to say, yes, I did daily quiet time with God.
Little obligation and guilt thing going on there.
That's right. I mean, I grew up in a religious background that loaded on guilt. I remember as a teenager, there are times that I'd be in bed like, oh, crap, I didn't read my Bible today. Get up I felt you had to read a whole chapter then, so I'd look for the short ones, read a chapter, go, check off. You know, in case I die tonight, I can say, yes, I read my Bible today. But that morning, May 2015, I had the realization that for me, I've always wanted to be authentic in life. Mm-hmm. For me to be authentic, I had to embrace the fact that I'm a Christ follower and not put that in the back seat. And I had just formed a business partnership a year before that we had consciously decided to keep faith out of our business practice.
Okay.
I was conflicted. And so I ended up 3 months later walking away from that business, just realizing that was the thing I needed to do, walking away from that business. And I remember the business partner I was with at the time, he looked at me in September of 2015 and he said, Kevin, at 55 years old, 56 years old, 56 years old, what do you get by doing this? I looked at him and said, I get a clean slate. So what was challenging, though, was I didn't know what to do with a clean slate. And so I'm trying to figure out the clean slate in May 2015, May 2016, a year later, I had not made the progress that I had wanted. And I found myself at a really low point. Really low, another low point. I had in March, so that bout of depression kind of ran from March through May. I had been in Norway on a project that had been a fabulous project, but I got sick on the way home. And somehow that sickness just lingered, and it really zapped energy, and, you know, just kind of complicated by things that weren't going so well in business and it, financial stress and personal life and all of that. May 2015, I had that epiphany that I need to own my identity. I mean, building on that. So May 2016, my wife and I were at the beach, and I'm just trying to pray my way through this and talk with others. And I came up with an idea. I'm happy to talk about the action, but I'll let you talk a moment. I'm not talking too much on the podcast.
Well, that's tremendous stuff. And it just, you're really going to where I wanted to go next, how you mentioned how this epiphany that you had meant that you had to draw upon a power greater than yourself and greater than your business partnership and greater than your Bible reading every day in terms of, you know, that being an obligation and guilt thing. So tell me a little bit more about that deeper relationship with that higher power, with Christ, or how this impacted you making a change to get to a better place.
Yeah, well, I'm going to look up something. Turning away from the microphone, bad thing to do on a podcast. I'm looking up something just to kind of figure this out. So today, 630 days ago today, whatever.
Wow. Okay.
I reconnected with an old mentor, a former mentor that I'd known in 2001. And he issued a challenge and asked me, would I pray 15 minutes a day? Now, Brad, I'm embarrassed to say that I'm not even sure I'd prayed 15 minutes kind of collectively in the preceding year up to that point.
Okay. All right.
But I mean, you know, I'd kind of like, not trying to get theological, but I'd say, well, you know, pray with
that's okay.
So, oh, okay. Well, God help me with this. That was a prayer. I believe that is prayer, but you know, this focused prayer time. So 630 days ago, I started a journey of praying 15 minutes a day. And more of that is listening than just presenting God with my wish list or my, you know, shopping list, which is kind of how I learned prayer at one time. Just bring all your requests. And I say that because I daily journal and I just kind of listen and I pray and whatever is on my heart. And so prayer, it was through that prayer time, you know, that this started. And another practice I use that I discovered years ago, probably 12, 15 years ago now, Lectio Divina, sacred reading. I use the Message solo version. Okay. I know that doesn't show up good in the light. The Message solo version by Eugene Peterson.
Yes.
And Lectio Divina walks you through a very short passage of scripture. And when I was first introduced to Lectio Divina, I was told it was reading for transformation rather than information.
Okay.
And I'm somebody that had always looked at daily reading of the Bible as kind of like a task or to-do or information. And then there are four parts of Lectio Divina: read, think, pray, live, or apply. And so that's another practice. So those two practices together along with journaling are things that have been really insightful for me.
And it's not like when you mentioned the 630 days or whatever the day was, that's your journal record. You've been able to track that since you.
Okay. I would not recommend this for anybody else.
All right.
I keep four different journals and I used to just use one journal.
That's intense. That's intense.
It's sick. I need help. No. I kind of started. I mean, years ago I did everything in one journal, but for whatever reason, I keep just this prayer journal that's just for prayer. And then I have a Lectio Divina journal that just keeps all of my sacred readings together so I can just flow through those. Then I have a more of a traditional journal, you know, that's just, I'm going to Montana to meet a friend and he picks me up at the airport. I was there to do a project with him. And I was only there for two nights. And he said, oh, let me get your bag. I said, no, I'll get it. He said, no, let me get your bag. And he picks it up and goes, man, that's heavy. What's in it? And I said, well, there are three journals. So I use three different printed journals. And then the fourth one that I use is electronic. And that's something that I started, I guess I'm on day won something. Let's see. Anyway, I do these practices.
The journaling is definitely one of your practices, one of your bold actions, but also practice to get you a little deeper and things. It sounds a little bit like the, are you familiar with the SOAP plan for SOAP for journaling?
No, I'm
for
not.
Scripture.
But I could get a fifth journal and start the SOAP.
Well, there you go. SOAP stands for, I have to remember because this is what I do. I used to do this all the time, but I have a little different thing I do now. S stands for scripture, where you read the passage of scripture, whatever you selected. The O is for observing, where you just try to observe and just get a vibe, a feel, a gut level of that. And you write these down. You know, you write down. Some people actually write down the scripture. I know some people will read the scripture, but actually write it out.
Yes.
I didn't do that, but I just read the scripture and then do my observation. And the A is application, which is try the application part of your how it applies to your life situation at the time. Yeah. And the P is prayer.
Yeah.
So SOAP. And so I used to break down my journals with not four different journals, but those four different sections.
Yeah.
But Kevin, tell me a little bit about people in your life, because I have to have a feeling that, you know, you've mentioned these life transitions that you've had. You've mentioned a little bit about your journaling practice, things like this. But I bet there are some people in your life that have helped emotionally get you through things or support things. Tell me about the importance or the relationships that you've had in order to get you through some of these tough times to find what we call our promised life.
Okay. Yeah, Brad. Man, I'm just relationally blessed with lots of people in my life. You know, I was just rereading actually the script and the story behind the book, It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay.
And I love, and I'm using that for an episode of the podcast I recorded today that airs on on December 26th.
Believe it or not, Kevin, I'm leading a weekly Bible study on the It's a Wonderful Life. Right.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So no man is a failure who has friends.
Mm, yes.
What I was looking at, I was drawing life lessons for living a life on purpose from It's a Wonderful Life. And one of those was a life of purpose is a relationally rich life.
Mm.
And years ago, I heard this saying in a business meeting, a town hall meeting, from Barbara Sable of the Kellogg Foundation. Relationships are primary. All else is derivative.
Mm, wow.
You know, so relationships, it's all rooted in relationships. And when I'm talking to you, I can look over in my office, and this goes back to that March through May 2016, when life was really tough. My wife is one of those key people, and my wife came in and hung this thing on my on a closet door and wrote on it, "I believe in you."
Wow.
And Brad, at that moment, I mean, I'll just be totally open with your listeners. I'd stop believing in myself.
Wow.
But there was my wife, Gwen, who said, "I believe in you." So it's my wife. It's our children. We have two adult children, Joshua and Lindsay. And Josh and I almost every week have conversations, and we really invest in each other's life. I have friends that I've had for, you know, decades that walk with me and part of a small group. And then I just have a lot of business colleagues. Mm-hmm. That are on a similar journey.
That's great.
And we're there for one another. And I'm part of mastermind. You mentioned mastermind. I lead a mastermind. I'm a member of another mastermind. And those are all places where people are allowed to speak into my life and invest in my life and me in them.
And I think from my perspective, when we're trying to deal with issues that, you know, you've mentioned about these challenges that you have had, it's those emotional, the relationships that we have. They provided some of the fuel, some of the energy that we need to get through some of these times. And just like when you mentioned your wife put that sign on your closet door, there's power in that, isn't there?
There is.
Tangible
power. Still there.
Yeah.
It's not going anywhere.
Oh, yeah. Well, and it's not only her saying that, it's also her taking action herself.
Yeah.
To let you know that that's very cool. Very cool. Well, speaking of taking action, what are, you know, you've dealt with some of these issues in your life, but I know that you just mentioned journaling and how you have four journals, but I am really interested in some of the practices, other practices that you might have or disciplines that you've had in your life that have helped to keep you on track, you know, to keep moving past depression and all the other things that you've mentioned here to get you to a better place. So some disciplines in your life.
Okay. There are a couple, and a couple of them reside on my phone. I interviewed a lady earlier this year, Danielle Strickland. Danielle Strickland is with the Salvation Army. She introduced me to an app that she helped create called Infinitum, I-N-F-I-N-I-T-U-M.
Okay.
There's a daily prayer. And ever since I've met Danielle, in the morning when I start my prayer time, yeah, folks, I'm a basket case. No, I am a very routinized person.
Okay. So
there were a couple of other things mentors had spoken into my life. One of those encouraged me to pray the Lord's Prayer and Psalm 23 every day. So that is something I do attempt to, I do it every day. I attempt to do it five times a day. And I have reminders on my cell phone that set those off. This one, I pray every morning, the Infinitum. They just have three prayers: surrender, a little routine on surrender, generosity, and mission. So I pray that every day, seeking to keep my life focused on surrender, generosity, and mission, because my life is not about me. It's about living for others. It's about living for kingdom purpose. Wow. The other thing that I would say that I started doing, and I can tell you what day I'm on to of that, and that is, let's see, so 100 and something days ago, I'm looking for that. I realized I struggle to think bigger in life. That I'm, you know, I've had a lot of limited thinking. And so I started this practice of thinking bigger. And today was, oh, I'm not finding the right, anyway, like 120 days where I just set a timer on my phone, 10 minutes, thinking bigger every day. Just think bigger, think and dream bigger and act bolder.
There you go. There you go.
And I just say,
that's tremendous. So these are disciplines that have helped you expand your mind and also go deeper in your relationship with God. And, and it sounds like you've also invested in your relationships and certainly been an action taker. So where's that led you to? What kind of place are you at now after, you know, where are you at now in your life, especially compared to where you're at a year or two ago?
Yeah. Wow. A much more fulfilled place. And there are four other words that, as we're talking, I realized, and this goes back a couple of years as well. I don't have daily practices around this. Maybe you look at all of those and say, well, maybe all of those collectively do, but Brad, the life I want to live now is a more led, less driven life.
Wow, that's great.
I have been driven for years, in so many ways. And, you know, part of that kind of maybe helps explain why I have like a 75-minute morning routine. Oh, the other thing I do every day is meditate 10 minutes using the Calm app. That's part of that. All of these things are things I do, but that a lot of that root was rooted in drivenness originally. Mm-hmm. So now, when we did the summit, we met through the Navigating North Summit that we hosted.
Yes, we did.
Idea that I believe God dropped into my heart, mind, wherever it drops, to do this. And in that process, I really wrestled to begin to try to live and lead with that palm up and open. You know, a stewardship mentality. It's not mine to own.
Yeah.
It's not mine to own. It's ours to steward. We're responsible to God for this idea that the gifts, talents, and abilities he gave us, this idea. So I want to lead open-handed, not closed-fisted. You know, closed-fisted is saying it's mine. I'm trying to grasp and grab and hold on to it. Open-handed is saying, gosh, this is yours, God. Do with what you will. And then also keep my eyes up and open, lifting up my eyes to the hills, believing my help, your help, listener, comes from the Lord.
That's right. That's right. And it just sounds like you're in a much better place and also have the tools and the people that you need to sustain that and to keep it going and face, you know, because you and I will all, you know, just because you've got to a good place, a place I like to call the your promised life or promised place of some of peace and a sense of prosperity and a sense of purpose in your life. And but it doesn't mean more challenges are not going to come. They're going to come. They're going to be there.
And okay, you're from Indiana. I love Rich Mullins. I don't know if you know the singer Rich Mullins.
I do. I know. I'm an old Christian rock DJ, so yeah.
So Rich Mullins, man, I just loved all of his music. But one of his songs comes to mind. There's bound to come some trouble in your life.
Yeah.
You know, it always, I mean, no matter where we're at, and Jesus kind of said that, in this world, you will have, you'll know tribulation, but be of good cheer. So, yeah, I mean, it's.
So, or, you know, our attitude and having tools and all those kind of things help us. And, you know, I know you focus in a lot in your work about, you know, things like having a fulfilled life and attaching and helping folks who have that driven mentality, you know, wherever it comes from, you know, whether it's a, you know, personal thing or a guilt-driven thing or a corporate thing or a money-driven thing, you know, having that driven type of thing. But what you're after is to, you know, help people to focus that to a better place so they're not just, so they, you know, have that higher purpose in their life and not dragged down into some abyss where so many people are stuck, you know, so many people are just stuck in various situations. Like you mentioned, some things that you went through, you know, people can get stuck there. And what I hope that, I know that you're about, Kevin, is helping people get unstuck. And that's what I'm about here as well, what we're working on. So cool. Well, one more thing for you, kind of a personal thing. We talked about personal stuff already, but if, I'm married myself and have three kids and a granddaughter. But if just my wife and I, Debbie, were to come to your place and with you and your wife, and we're going to have dinner together, what are we going to have for dinner? Are we going out? Are we cooking in? What are we doing? And then what are we going to do after dinner? What kind of activity or what kind of thing are we going to do? So,
oh, man. Well, okay. So, my wife, Gwen, is an amazing cook. So I don't know. We would sit down together and plan up the meal. I can assure you the one thing that would qualify is it would be gluten-free because I have celiac disease. We would have some kind of gluten-free gourmet delicacy. If it involves grilling, I would do the grilling. So, I mean, I don't know exactly what we would have, but I promise you it would be good. Gwen would make a delicious gluten-free dessert. And then after dinner, depending on the time of year, but we would sit down somewhere to have some rich conversation. If it were in a warmer time of the year, we would go out to our favorite place, our back porch, screened-in porch. And we would just sit there on the porch and we would chat about things. And, you know, one of the things I'm really interested in life at this point, now more than ever, is conversation. We've just lost a lot of conversation.
Bit of an art to it that seems to be broken up by sound bites these days. So,
And put phones away. Now, you know, the other thing that we might do, depending probably on the first time we'd get to know one another. Another time we'd sit around and play some games.
There you go.
Whether that was dominoes or Monopoly or Scrabble. We love board games in our house. Always have card games.
That's tremendous. Hey, it's been a super pleasure to, that sounds like a lot of fun to me. That's my kind of thing. That's my, both those things are my kind of thing. And good food and good conversation always work for me, my wife, Debbie. But it's been a pleasure having this great conversation with you today, Kevin. What can you leave our listeners with? Any way people can get a hold of you or understand what you can offer to them to help them to find their promised life?
Yeah. So, you know, I'm on, I don't want to say I'm on all the social media. I'm on all the social media that people our age are using. Now, I don't know about Snapchat. I don't know. I have an Instagram account, but I'm on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, under Kevin Monroe. My website is kevindmonroe.com. Feel free to reach out to me. I'd love to have a conversation with you. We do the Higher Purpose podcast on a weekly basis, and those are just resources to help you find and fulfill your life. So what I would say in a nutshell, the same thing I say when I wrap up the Higher Purpose podcast, is remember, you are meant for more. Don't settle for less, because too many of us have gone through life settling for less than what God has in mind for us.
You were meant for more. You were meant to find and fulfill your life of higher purpose. I hope that you caught one of the last things that Kevin Monroe said to us in our great interview that we had here on the Pathway to Promise podcast. Kevin is all about helping you to achieve your higher purpose in your life. And there are some key takeaways from his talk that I just really want to drive home to you, that there is times in your life when you need to pivot, that you need to pivot because the dreams that you may have achieved, your dream job, for instance, but it might have been someone else's dream and not yours. And it's time that you need to make a pivot in your life to find what is your actual called purpose in life. And Kevin talked about walking away and having a clean slate, but then what is your next step? What do you do to fulfill that clean slate? What do you do then? And that's when you have to start to really to discern and understand what your purpose is, finding your purpose. And Kevin found it, in among other ways, by really turning to the inner life, the spiritual life. He talked about how he would do spiritual reading, which is reading the Bible in a particular manner, particular strategy called spiritual reading. And that's one of the practices that he used. And then he went deeper on that with journaling. And he listed four different ways to journal. And perhaps we can just learn from one of those. One of those is the scriptural reading, is journaling in that manner. Another is a manner of journaling by reflection on the soul. Another is a manner of using your electronic journal to record your thoughts along the way. And there's other methodologies that he uses. Journaling is one of those key things, and that helps us to begin to discern and learn what our particular purpose in life is. And then you begin, that then impacts our relationships and helps us have rich relationships with others. And that's a great derivative that comes out of finding your purpose in life. And so that's what Kevin teaches in his legacy coaching service that he provides and consulting to help people and companies find a higher purpose. So if you want to do that, we will provide connections in our show notes that you can get a hold of Kevin and his company, where he approaches things, which I love this, more with an open hand than a closed fist. So there are some takeaways that you can use there from Kevin, and I think it is in great alignment with what we teach here at the Pathway to Promise, which is that you have a life that's been promised to you by God. And God has a promised life for you of peace and prosperity and purpose. But in order to get there, you just can't just go off any direction. You need a guide. You need a plan. You need a pathway in order to follow to achieve this promised life. And that's why I'm here, to help be a guide to your life. Through the teaching that I do, I've been a minister of the gospel for many years, and I've studied all kinds of things about life transformation and received a doctoral degree in life transformation a few years ago. And so I got some things to teach and share, but really what I'm really love to do is also talk to people like Kevin, who can tell us their stories, and their stories can be applicable to your life, because all of us have depressing moments like Kevin did. Many people deal with tragedy, like a death in the family or some other tragic circumstance. Maybe it's debt. Maybe it's financial pressure that's there. And we have some great people are going to be helpful to you, some contributors to the Pathway to Promise podcast will help us in that. Maybe it's your health. Maybe it's being overweight or some other health problem. Maybe it's cancer or some disease. And we have some other contributors who are going to be helping us in this area of dealing with our physical health. These are some of the things we're doing here on the Pathway to Promise podcast. And our home base is our website, pathwaypromise.com. And we want you to invite you to go there and check out our resources there. And you can find past episodes of the Pathway to Promise podcast and blog posts and other things that are helpful there. And among those, we have a gift for you there. It's a gift that will help you to start and end your day successfully. It's a guide. It's a resource that's called How to Frame Your Day for Success in 4 minutes. And it's true. I believe that you can, in just 4 minutes a day, in the morning and in the evening, you can frame your day to be successful and help launch yourself into the next day to be successful as well. Because that's what we're about here, helping you succeed and get through life and be your antidote to adversity in your life. And we hope that we can do that, be a part of your life. It's all about claiming a promise. The promise that's been given to you to have a life of peace and prosperity and purpose. We can make a promise to ourselves. We can make a promise to the higher power that's out there. We need to be taking action, taking bold action, claiming a higher power from God, understanding that there's loving relationships that gives us the energy and the fuel to move towards our promised life, and then have a discipline in our life. That's a lot of what we talked about here today with Kevin. Having certain disciplines that can take us further. So my name is Brad Miller, Dr. Brad Miller. It's been my privilege to be with you today and be part of your guide to overcoming adversity in your life. If you like what you hear, then please spread the word. You can do that by whatever platform you're listening to us today, iTunes or whatever way you're listening to us. Please subscribe to the podcast and then give us a 5-star rating, if you will, and leave us a line or two of review. That helps other people find the podcast. And of course, you could spread the word to the people you know in your life who may, this podcast may be helpful to, through your social media and other links to spread the word. Or contact us through our website, pathwaypromise.com, and we will be in connection to you. It's been my privilege and pleasure to be with you, and we look forward to being with you again every week here on the Pathway to Promise podcast, where we just invite you and encourage you to keep your promises, because there is power in a promise kept.
Thanks so much for taking the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. As a subscriber, you'll be a vital part of the Pathway to Promise community. Visit us on the web at pathwaypromise.com. Until next time, remember to stay on your Pathway to Promise.